Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, friends. Happy Thursday. We have so Whoa. Much to talk about on tonight's Nightly Pop. So, Nina and Hunter, let's jump right in, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, big news. Lady Antebellum finally got woke and decided to change their name to Lady A. It only took them 14 years to realize Antebellum is associated with slavery. The word literally means existing before a war, especially existing before the American Civil War. I have to ask the hard-hitting questions. What do you guys think of their announcement?
I mean, people have been critical of the name. When I say people, I mean Black people have been critical of the name since their inception, and just kind of goes along the lines of like a lot of things that have been questionable that are just okay in society. That time period, basically saying like the time before the Civil War when slavery was legal, is a sweet spot. It's strange to make the name of your band.
Someone said it would be the equivalent of naming your band Madam Apartheid. It's just like it's so clearly, if you just understood what it meant, wrong. But unfortunately, I think Antebellum, like, I did not know what Antebellum meant before this happened. They were told repeatedly to change their name and that it was offensive and that it referenced something that we should not be glorifying, especially the word Antebellum. It's intentionally pretty. They chose a word that sounds nice. And it's just too little too late.
It's just like, it's just so egregious in my opinion, like the name of the band, and people just kind of were okay with it. But now when they posted their apology, they said, oh, well, you know, we don't have any excuse as to why it's taken this long.
Yeah.
Right. Yesterday, we talked about Stassi Schroeder, along with three other cast members, getting fired from Vanderpump Rules. Well, now she's also losing her podcast, since moments like this one from 2017 are resurfacing.
I'm, like, really sick of everyone making everything about race.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of over it, and I know that I am the one person who's not allowed to say that, because I am a white, privileged, blonde, 28-year-old. I don't think people aren't being nominated because of their skin color. Maybe you weren't nominated last year because you didn't do that great of a job in your movie. Yeah.
Honestly, like hearing that, like f*** her. Like you know, she is the epitome of blind, like willfully ignorant. Like there were people who were starting to feel bad. Like she's losing all of these things. Mm-hmm. And then it's like in 2017, she said this. So 3 years ago, she had the opportunity to educate herself. She got backlash then. There was an opportunity to learn and grow. There was, and I don't feel like any of that happened.
It definitely gets really hard to hear it. I mean, I've heard it a few times, and it's one of those things where obviously I know her a little bit. Initially, when I heard that she was losing everything, I mean, I obviously felt bad, and I wanted her to spend her time really learning and learning a lesson and seeing what she could do to, you know, help different communities and get herself educated as soon as possible to just make amends. And it's a really hard spot.
And she gave herself her own out. She was like, I know, I'm blonde, I'm 28, I'm white, I'm privileged, but I'm going to say this ignorant anyway. And it was just
absolutely.
Like, when you gave yourself the intro, you should have said, you know what? Now, here's what I will say. Here's what I will say. I'm not mad at people who don't completely understand their privilege. I understand that there are people who may think things that have a bias and don't completely understand. There is an opportunity with her podcast where she could have said, let's bring in somebody and have a conversation, because I don't understand this. And as a white woman, I'm feeling, you know, frustrated because I'm seeing something that I completely don't relate to, and I need to understand why it's such a big deal. That would have been a completely different conversation, and people wouldn't have been upset.
For transparency reasons, Vanderpump Rules and Bravo are a part of the E and the NBC family. I'm sure you all have memorized that at this point, but that is the case. All right. And famous people are at it again with a new viral video. The I Take Responsibility PSA has left a lot of people on Twitter calling out actors for, well, overacting. Let us be the judge.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility for every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not so funny joke. Every unfair stereotype.
Kesha got to me. I'm not gonna lie. Kesha, everyone else I think did an okay job, but Kesha was the one that I was like, oh, okay, girl. That was a lot.
This is why people dislike Hollywood and consider most of Hollywood virtue signalers, is because they are acting. I mean, unfortunately, some of them might genuinely be that emotional, but be that genuinely emotional in an interview where you're genuinely trying to learn, or with a conversation. But to know that they set their iPhone up against a bookcase that probably cost $15,000, turned it to black and white, and then sent it to some editor somewhere to let them put it together with sad music, to me, completely defeats the purpose of it being genuine.
To your point, Hunter, I'm sure that there are a lot of actors that do feel very saddened by current events. They are learning. They are trying to make themselves better people. But it just goes back to the like, oh, but this is good PR for me, so let me get on top of that right now.
I feel like this video is a live action view of my Twitter and Instagram DMs and text messages from every white person that I know. It's like, you know, I feel like it's rooted in solidarity. But I don't necessarily, for me personally, I'm not speaking for anybody else. I know this video was done in partnership with NAACP, so I know that everybody's heart was in the right place. I don't necessarily need like white guilt. Like, I don't need people to be just like, I am so sorry. I don't need that. Like, I don't need
good impression of us, by the way. Spot on.
I don't need anybody to cry, be sorry, please don't send me any money on Cash App. Like, I don't need any of that. I just want people to be accountable and give us an action.
If they had asked me to do it, I would have sent them a clip of me singing Imagine. And I would have said, problem solved. Okay. Racism is over.
And now something that should have never existed in the first place. NASCAR has finally banned the Confederate flag from being flown at its races. This was after NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace pushed for the action during a CNN interview. But of course, there are people up in arms about this, and a driver has even quit. So,
oh no, yeah. One of the drivers is gone?
I know. I got a little bit of a lesson about this earlier because I asked my boyfriend. So the driver that apparently quit, like, drives in the truck NASCAR or something. Like, there's different levels of NASCAR.
So, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, you guys. I'm loving how people are so mad. This is what's so funny. There are people so mad about things changing for the better, right? They're like, you're taking away traditions. Gone with the Wind has changed. We can't use Antebellum. Now they're taking away our racist flag. And I'm eating it with a big spoon of go f*** yourself. Like, I just feel like there are so many people, like, how do you think it makes black people feel to see these flags flown? I went ATV riding in Pismo Beach a couple years ago. And I went with a group of friends, and it was a black group of us, and we went, you know, to the dunes, and there were so many Confederate flags flying from these trucks, and we felt immensely uncomfortable because it just, to me, feels like a marking territory, like, you know, like, this is what I'm standing for, like, It just makes you feel like somebody's drawing a line in the sand. And the thing is like, people shouldn't be made to feel that way. The absence of the flag won't make you feel uncomfortable. The absence of the flag, you still get to walk around and execute your privilege in whatever mm-hmm. way that you want to, but the presence of it creates so much for other people. And the fact that people are fighting for it and this guy quit, it's like, good.
That was the only thing stopping me from being a big NASCAR fan. So now that that's over, I can finally
I'm in that thing.
Up.
I'm there. I'm bringing a Bubba flag. I'm gonna raise a Bubba flag and be
a
out
Bubba
there.
A Bubba flag. Let's pop some Bud Lights. You know, this is gonna be a
ready, NASCAR.
Okay, we're going to break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Vroom, vroom.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. This one came as a shocker. Kelly Clarkson has filed for divorce from husband Brandon Blackstock after almost 7 years of marriage. Surprising news, as the couple seems so happy. I mean, when I saw this couple, you guys, I was like, they're the happiest couple ever. I can't believe it.
That's every divorce ever is. They look so happy because no one's going to advertise how their home life is when they're a celebrity.
Not even as a celebrity, though, Hunter. Like, you're the regular couples on Instagram. Everybody's
totally.
Always so happy.
Yeah.
Totally. I feel bad for them. It's obviously always hard to have to go through a divorce, so.
Yeah.
Apparently, this came as a really big shock to her staff because he's always with her. And, you know, she obviously has the Kelly Clarkson show, and apparently he had been in attendance a lot. So people were just shocked. And I always wonder, like, you know, like sometimes in a relationship you'll have just one explosive fight and you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Out of the blue, they're just over. It's just so strange to me. And not that we know anything about her. It would be naive to assume that they were happy just because that's what's public. But even people close to her seem to wonder why.
I think it goes more to you never see the bad side of a relationship if it's not your own. Or you're like their best friend and you're like being opened up to. But we're just not privy. I think most relationships, it's a lot of work. You know, I've been in a long relationship. I think anybody who's been married understands that not only is marriage difficult, but divorce is 10 times as difficult as the marriage ever was.
Yeah. And Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling came under fire for tweets and an essay that many have called transphobic. Stars who worked with her, like Daniel Radcliffe, Eddie Redmayne, and Emma Watson, have spoken out against her stance. Emma tweeted, "Trans people are who they say they are." Warner Brothers released a statement saying, "We deeply value the work of our storytellers, and they advocate understanding of all communities and all people."
This is a side note, but I believe J.K. Rowling used the pseudonym J.K. as opposed to her actual name to be perceived as not a female author by all these people. So it's already, I don't know if that has anything to do with this, but it's an interesting look at her interest in gender. But basically, she got in trouble for saying that if there are no sexes, then how is there any sort of attraction? It was a really dumb thing to say, in my opinion.
It felt like she was completely out of her depth. And she just, to me, sounds like when you go to the family gathering and you got your drunk auntie in the corner who starts judging everybody and making comments and asking you why you're not married or have kids yet. And, oh, you know, and now we don't know what to call people. Like, that's what she sounds like to me. We don't pay attention to her in the house. That's why she stays in the corner. And that's where we're going to keep JK during all of this. Don't pay attention to her. Don't give her any more shine. She's ignorant.
Anytime someone's called out and hopefully learns a lesson, I'm pretty stoked.
And the happiest place on earth, guys, is about to reopen. First Disneyland and then California Adventure will open the gates to a smaller amount of guests. I know that we have talked about this behind the scenes. This is exciting news for all of us.
Is it?
No. Would you guys go, though? No. This to me is like, okay, I'm happy that they're opening to smaller amounts of people.
I didn't go pre-quarantine, girl. I don't want to be around all them people.
Yeah. I didn't either. Hunter, are you a big Disneyland fan?
No, I'm gonna be a little honest, and this might be controversial, but I'm getting a little bit of the quarantine atrophy right now in terms of I'm starting to slacken up a little bit. In terms of the things I care about, like I might be willing to go to a restaurant pretty soon since they're open. I might be willing to go to the beach.
Yeah.
Quarantine could be over. Disneyland could be 75% off, and I still would not want to go to Disneyland. I just think it's such a day of things I don't enjoy.
I know we're in the minority because none of us have children. There are a lot of people who like are, I have friends who are like Disneyland fanatics. Like they go like once a month. Like, I just, to me, it's my own personal level of hell. Like, I wasn't even really a germaphobe before, and I still thought it was amusement parks and things were just kind of too much mm-hmm. for me, too many crowds, a lot of touching handrails, sticky on your shoes. It just was never something that seemed like fun. I'm like, why would you do this when you could just go get drunk somewhere? Like, it just didn't seem fun to me.
Yeah. Definitely. It's definitely kid friendly. I mean, and they're also saying that productions are going to start to resume soon. So that's exciting. We might all be back together in the flesh soon enough.
I hope not.
I mean,
not.
I'm excited about that.
As much as I love being around you two, it's not like either of you guys want to hug me ever, even though I try. So there's not even physical connection. You know what I'm saying? Us being at home changes nothing for me, except I get to do this show in shorts.
Okay. We have to get to Jason Derulo now. He had an interesting way to celebrate 22 million TikTok followers this week. Take a look.
Hey, thank y'all so much for 22 million. This time, instead of making a milli meal, I'm going to eat a milli meal. Order 22 burgers right now. I'm going to eat it within 2 hours.
Nine down. I need a little break, man. I'm starting to feel crazy.
20 minutes.
All right, we back from the break. Got 13 left to go. We can do it.
Yo.
Get some
water.
No.
I'm crazy for that one.
I don't know if I can do this.
No, I only ate 20 burgers. It's 22 million followers. If 2 million of y'all unfollow me, I'll understand.
Morgan, don't ew at that as if anything Jason Derulo has done in the last 5 years has been authentic or real.
Yeah,
he's pretending to eat and pretending
totally.
To throw up.
I know that. And I just thought a thank you was going to be sufficient enough.
No,
I don't know why
don't
he even had to do that.
You were freaking out watching the whole thing because you thought it was real.
But that's okay because genuinely, like, Nina, I feel like I have never liked the TikTok persona because I think a lot of social media, you have to put on an act, especially if you're going to do what Jason Derulo is doing and appeal to kids. As an adult, you don't naturally appeal to kids. If you appeal to kids as an adult, you're kind of weird, you know? So you have to put on a show, and he's doing that. I just find it kind of, especially because he's so talented as a singer and a dancer.
Also, no shade to the restaurant that gave him these burgers. They were veggie burgers. They weren't even real burgers. So it almost feels like it's an ad because they say where they got the burgers from. I think this is just a glorified way for him to promote this company on his TikTok, which is smart. Mm.
Right.
It's
That's
smart
what I was
and it's gross.
Say, too.
I hate secret brand deals. I think they're so
gross.
Detrimental.
It pays a lot of money, though, Hunter.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's gross. I think it's gross, and so does my sponsor, Nike. Just do it.
Oh, my God. All right. Up next, we are playing a new movie game called Trailer Trash.
Woo! Finally a game for me!
Welcome back. Time for a brand new segment. So who's excited? Woo,
me.
We all are, everybody. Okay. The rules are simple. Based on these cringy movie trailers, we have to decide, are they so bad they're good, or are they trailer trash?
Okay.
All right. First up, the Polish movie 365 DNI shot straight to number one on Netflix earlier this week. Fans are obsessed with its 50 Shades vibe about a mob boss trying to force a hostage to fall in love with him. But it's also getting backlash because kidnapping should never be romantic.
You have 365 days. I'd do anything so you can fall in love with me.
You will accompany me.
I'm not going anywhere. You want me to accept a year-long operation? I have rights to know what's waiting for me.
You saved me. I don't need 365 days.
Because I love you.
He's not unattractive, though.
I don't even know what to say. Like, it's just bad on so many levels.
It was number one on Netflix. I think people are enjoying it. I'm not saying I'm not going to watch
it. Also, they make it seem like, you know, kidnapping's okay if you have a jet.
Like, not
right. That's
but
not
it kind of
cool.
goes into Munchausen syndrome. Like there is studies.
Stockholm
in a way.
Syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
What's Munchausen?
You better send me that in a clip, somebody. That is redemption for me.
The kidnapped victim that I had with me kept saying Munchausen, so I was like, all right, I believe you since you're kidnapped. But
trailer trash or is it good?
Oh my
Trashy.
God.
Trashy.
Trash.
Money Plane stars Kelsey Grammer, Denise Richards, Joey Lawrence, and WWE wrestler Edge.
Wait,
apparently,
what?
It's about robbing. Yep. Oh, yeah. On a plane. It's fun. I watched the preview already. Apparently, it's about robbing a money plane.
It's a legend in the underworld. To those in the know, it's the Money Plane. A bulletproof casino in the sky, untouchable by any government agency.
Sit back, relax, and prepare for takeoff.
Now bring me my money!
I just don't know at what point, like, was Kelsey Grammer, like, he looked at his 5 Emmys and was like, you know what, f*** you guys, I'm going rogue, I'm going to make what? This be and hopefully why somebody watches Kelsey, it.
Why is Kelsey doing this to America? Like, what is, what, you know what, he ain't been the same since he did Camille wrong.
For me, it's trailer trash. He could be great in it, but the trailer lost me.
Where was Denise? Okay, so, did anybody see Denise Richards? I thought she was in the movie. She wasn't in the trailer?
Yeah. She wasn't in this version. I saw her. She was, like, kneeling down with jeans on and, like, had 2 kids. So I'm happy for Denise that she's booking roles. That's good. I'm happy for her. I'm going to say it's trash, though. Nina, what do you say?
Morgan, how can you say that? You know you're going to watch it.
No, I'm only committing to the first one, the 365 DNI. And if road rage is more of your thing, Russell Crowe is going full psycho in Unhinged. A woman learns the hard way you don't want to honk at Russell.
Come on, man. Go! I'm pretty sure the guy in that truck's following me.
He's road raging.
I don't think you really know what a bad day is.
But you're gonna find out.
Okay, that looks kind of good.
Yeah.
Nina, of course this is the one that you like. You have told us many times that you have had road rage, and you're like, finally, a movie for me.
It wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible. I felt like, you know, it's not going to be amazing, but with a couple of drinks. Oh, it's going to theaters? Oh, okay, y'all doing too much. Ain't nobody going to the theater now.
The part that really lost me was when she said, oh, he's road raging you. No one has ever said that, ever. He's road raging you? They haven't verbed
no one talks
it.
Like that.
So, okay, are you guys watching Unhinged, yes or no? Trailer or not?
I'm watching it at home. I'm not paying no money at the theater.
This one I'm not watching. Okay, we're out of time, but tune in Monday night at 10 p.m. for an all-new show. Bye!